ever just, you know, fall down an internet rabbit hole,
Yeah.
end up somewhere people are just saying things.
Oh, absolutely. Like completely unfiltered thoughts, no polish, just raw opinions. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes less so.
Exactly. That's kind of the world we're jumping into today.
We found this amazing thread on the Moopy forum. It's literally titled Unpopular Opinion Moopy Edition. For anyone maybe not familiar, a forum is just an online message board, basically. People post, discuss things.
Like a digital town square, but maybe a bit rowdier sometimes.
Could be, yeah. And our mission today is really just to explore this one thread, see what bubbles up.
Right. No grand conclusions necessarily, just a snapshot of what people really think, or at least what they say they think online.
And the range is pretty wild. You get everything from like minor annoyances to pop culture hot takes, even bits of social commentary. It really goes places.
Okay, let's dive in. So how does it kick off?
Well, it starts strong. A user, Big Ron, posts, over 75% of people with asthma are just attention seeking.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's definitely designed to get a reaction. Sets the tone, I guess.
Immediately, yeah. And then others jump in with their own unpopular takes.
Like what?
Well, you have Diva Not Down saying, the charts don't matter, and nor should they. Which, you know, on a forum likely full of music fans.
That's a bold move, yeah.
Definitely swimming upstream. Then someone called Joseph says, living in squalor and blaming it on your mental health is a cop-out.
Hmm. Oof. That sounds like it could touch a nerve.
It did. Diva Not Down actually responded quite personally, saying their own living space sometimes reflects their mental state. It was surprisingly raw, actually.
Huh. So you get these harsh opinions, but then also a moment of real vulnerability.
Exactly. It's that weird dynamic of online spaces, isn't it? Anonymity makes people bold, but maybe also feel safe enough to share sometimes.
Makes sense. What else came up early on?
Well, following that, Marina Salty and Big Ron, again, sort of echo this idea of attention-seeking, but focusing on allergies, especially cat allergies. Skepticism about whether people really have them.
Okay, so a bit of a theme emerging there.
Kind of. Yeah. But then things take a pretty sharp turn.
How so?
Someone posts some really, really offensive stuff about Jesus, and someone called Butter Tart. We don't need the details, but the reaction was instant. Just let the FFCK from user KCA. It's a stark reminder, you know, that these spaces can have basically no filter.
Absolutely. Important to see that full spectrum, even the really uncomfortable bit.
For sure. But it wasn't all, you know, that extreme. You also had KCA saying, I believe Moopy is evil, kind of biting the hand that feeds, posting that on Moopy itself.
Right, meta.
And then someone, user urge came in with, I believe Kylie sounds like a distressed budgie.
Okay, that's specific. And definitely unpopular with her fans, I imagine.
You'd think so. It just shows the range from kind of serious or offensive to just, well, silly critiques.
And didn't Big Ron say something about just posting for points or something?
Yeah. Clarified, one post was just for post count, which is, you know, a little glimpse into forum culture itself. Like, status matters, even in these supposedly free-for-all places.
Interesting. So even amongst the chaos, there's a kind of game being played.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
And as the thread went on, people started, you know, defending their initial statement.
Like the allergy thing.
Yeah. Big Ron came back saying basically, unless you need an EpiPen, you're not allergic to anything.
Which is, well, not really medically accurate, is it?
Not at all. But a very firm stance. Then Joseph commented on the forum itself saying something like, the Moopy of old would have this at page 85 by now.
The classic, it's not like it used to be, sentiment. You see that in online communities a lot.
Totally. That sense of nostalgia, maybe a feeling that the community's changed or isn't as active. It's relatable, I think.
Definitely. What else?
Then, sort of out of left field, someone called Ich Karnevalalala responded to the messy flat discussion with advice not to post pictures online, especially nudes.
Okay. Maybe slightly off topic, but possibly sensible advice.
Possibly. Then going back to the Kylie comment, that got a reaction.
I bet.
Yeah. Lonely Sir Dauphiny, we will be free, replied. Totally joking. Now that's taken it too far. You have 7 days left. Like, mock serious threat.
Right. Shows there's a bit of community banter, maybe some in-jokes happening.
Exactly. And then the original poster sort of sarcastically backtracked, suggesting they stick to safer topics like racism, bestiality, and child killing.
Whoa. Okay. So the Kylie critique hit that hard. That's
Yeah.
quite the contrast.
It really highlights the, let's say, unique tolerance levels for different kinds of unpopular opinions there. It's fascinating what gets a pass and what doesn't.
Definitely. Did the asthma and allergy discussion develop more?
It did. Lonely Sardophany, the same user who says they don't have asthma, kind of agreed with the earlier point, suggesting some people with mild asthma might be milking it.
Melting at hell.
Specifically, claiming severe pet allergies as a reason to avoid wearing masks during the pandemic.
Okay. Bringing in that real-world COVID context, that adds another layer.
And linking into that super talented triple threat shared this whole anecdote about dog exemption forms for things like public transport.
Exemption forms.
Yeah, suggesting lots of people applying didn't have like genuine medical needs. And maybe it was even retaliation against Equality Act stuff. They mentioned how few professional drivers in London actually had legitimate exemptions.
That's really specific. It connects a personal pet peeve to these bigger social currents. Makes you think.
It really does. Takes it beyond just, I don't like this, into something more complex.
So, away from the heavier stuff, what about more subjective things, like tastes?
Oh, yeah, plenty of those. What do you mean it's not in the computer? Declared Jimmy Nails' Ain't No Doubt is a great song.
Okay, I mean, taste is subjective. How did that go down?
Met with a very blunt, she's lying.
Perfect example of online directness.
Exactly. And then the allergy topic came back again, but from a different angle. User Funky chimed
What
in.
did they say?
Well, they actually have asthma triggered by pet hair,
Sir.
and they were really frustrated with people downplaying allergies, had strong views on dogs on public transport, too.
So a direct counterpoint based on lived experience. That really complicates the earlier skepticism, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Just how these general statements can clash hard with individual realities. It's not just abstract debate, it affects people.
Right.
Then someone, it's GNL and Maltese, used a Marilyn Monroe quote. Something about handling me at my worst to defend sharing your disgusting self online.
Interesting way to frame online vulnerability, maybe linking back to that messy flat comment earlier, using pop culture icons to justify real-life messiness.
Yeah, maybe. People draw inspiration from all over, I guess. Then more pop culture takes, what do you mean? User again arguing Hilary Swank deserved the Oscar over Annette Bening.
Classic award season debate popping up here, always divisive.
Totally. And then we get into tech frustrations.
You know.
User Ellie just declares all laptop computers are rubbish. Full stop.
I think many people have felt that way at some point. Very relatable.
Right. And similarly, Shote says iPhones are shit, even though they keep using them.
The classic love-hate relationship with our gadgets. So common.
Exactly. Then Rusher returns, this time taking aim at the Devil Wears Prada, called it insufferable shit.
Ooh, controversial. That movie's pretty beloved by many. What specifically?
They really hated the blue sweater monologue, called it pretentious, and they found an ally. Ellie just responded, speak on it.
See? Finding your people, even with unpopular opinions.
It happens. And then, just to prove someone likes everything, super talented triple threat defended the movie 43.
Wow, okay, that movie got panned, so unpopular opinion indeed.
Definitely. And we got another vote for iPhones being shit from XQOTB. That one clearly struck a chord.
Seems like a popular, unpopular opinion, if that makes sense.
Huh, maybe. Then user came in saying most chocolate is vile.
Vile, wow, that's niche.
Yeah, with a specific exception for like really high cacao dark chocolate, but general chocolate, nope.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What else?
Like beautiful robots dancing alone confessed to having zero interest in video games. Said even watching people play Minecraft was boring.
I suspect that's less unpopular than gamers might think. Lots of people just don't get the appeal of watching others play.
Probably true. Then a bit of nostalgia from Big Ron again saying ketchups were a solid product and should still be a thing.
Ketchups. Ketchup-flavored chips. A specific food memory there.
Yep. Then the conversation shifted a bit towards online language.
How so?
Coquette Ribbon argued that censoring slurs, like replacing letters with symbols, is just superficial, doesn't change the intent.
That's an interesting point about online discourse.
And Big Ron chimed in, saying they work in a censored industry, and this trend seems driven by fear of social media algorithms, not real change.
So, a critique of performative online behavior versus actual impact? That's quite thought-provoking.
It is. And then just to round things off with some quick hits, Diva Nut Down declared, I don't care for geese, no matter how silly or sexual they are.
Okay, specific dislike for geese. Noted.
And Ellie opined that Samoyeds aren't that sexy, which I guess is a take on popular dog breeds.
I suppose so. And how did it all wrap up?
It ended pretty perfectly, I think. User KingBlueWhales007 made this sarcastic comment about how if they won the lottery, they'd lie and say they were still going to work.
Huh. Just that kind of blunt, slightly cynical humor that often pops up in these threads. A good summary, almost.
Exactly. It captured that tone quite well.
So yeah, wrapping this up, it's pretty clear this one forum thread is just, wow, a real window into a huge mix of views, isn't it?
Absolutely. Completely unfiltered. You've got the deeply personal, the silly pop culture stuff, the genuinely provocative, all thrown together.
And expressed with a certain lack of hesitation, let's say.
Definitely. And what's really striking is just the sheer variety, right? And the strength of conviction sometimes. Even opinions that seem trivial or, you know, kind of shocking, they do give you this little peek into how different people see the world, maybe hints at bigger things under the surface you don't see in, like, polished social media feeds.
Totally. Which kind of leads to a final thought for you listening. Think about it. Which of these opinions, even the ones you totally disagree with, maybe pinged something in you?
Yeah.
Made you go, or even just give you a little jolt?
Yeah, what does that reaction tell you? Maybe about your own hidden assumptions or your own pet peeves, your own unpopular opinions, maybe.
Right. It's just interesting to see that whole spectrum laid out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even if it feels a bit chaotic or unfiltered. There's value in seeing what people actually think, or at least what they're willing to say online.